Chapter 15. Believe me when I say I love you. Wang Kasheng has hung fairy lights over the whole of the backyard, or so it seems. The porch lights are off, and little white lantern-shaped bulbs sway in the faint breeze. With the heat finally broken and fall rolling in, more people are outside this time, sharing drinks, dancing. Zixu leans shamelessly against Wang Kasheng's side in the circle of one arm as he talks with Han Ying. Gu Xiang was inside, the last Xiar checked, trying to teach her boyfriend how to do a basic swing and laughing as he tripped over his own feet. Du Pusa is out here with him, and Yu Baiyi? Xiar grins as he catches sight of him. Yu Baiyi is over by the fence, talking with Luo Fumeng. Xiar looks him over appreciatively. He's still in horrible mom jeans, but his shirt isn't on its last legs, for once, and there are braids worked into his hair, studded with metal and blue and amber beads that match Xiar's favorite ring. Not that he's making anything of that, but the hickeys were mostly faded by now, and it had seemed a little tacky to suck on Yu Baiyi's neck right before they went out. Then again, disgusting, Du Pusa announces as she pushes a drink into his hand. Please be less obviously besotted. No, Xiar says, and sighs dreamily, playing it up. No, I don't think I will. Yuck! Du Pusa wraps an arm around him, though, squeezing him in a side hug. I'm very happy for you, even when you're nauseating. Thank you. Xiar casts a significant glance towards where Qian Chao and Luo Han appear to be doing some kind of science experiment with brightly colored liqueurs. So, are you three going to make it official, or... Shut your fucking mouth, Du Pusa says smoothly, and drinks. I don't envy you the in-law situation if you do, Xiar muses, leaning back against the wall of the house. Luo Yi is one thing, but crazy old Wen? You've got him through Zixu, though. Du Pusa flicks him in the ear. Ugh. It could be worse, though. Everyone here is worlds more interesting than the people he used to see around Zhao Jing's big house. Even if he does miss the pool sometimes. They can figure out a place to go swimming next year, and he'll get Yu Baiyi to rub sunscreen into his back. The honeymoon phase is very cute, Xia Xia, but I'm still right here. You weren't talking. He bumps her with his shoulder. You three are very sweet, though. We are. Just, look, are you planning on moving in with him? You're heartless, you know that? Xiar pouts at her, throwing me out onto the street so you can live in sin with your women love women coven. You know it, Xia Xia. Du Pusa arches an eyebrow at him. Well, are you abandoning my couch? Xiar sighs. He wants me to. When he doesn't say anything else, Du Pusa scowls and flicks his forehead, right between his eyebrows. And doesn't he live right across the street from the princess? That building is nice. I don't know. Xiar wraps his arms around himself. Isn't it too soon? It's been months. Du Pusa sighs loudly. You sleep over there half the time anyway. He sends you home with leftovers every time you don't. And isn't there a pool at that building? You were complaining about not having a place to swim. Does he snore like a buzzsaw? Does he leave dirty socks everywhere? No. Xiar tips his cup back and takes a few heavy swallows. His bed has got to be more comfortable, Xia Xia. She drains her cup as well. Bends in her stilettos to put it down, then takes him by either arm. If you don't want to, then don't. But don't talk yourself out of a good thing just because of one bastard. How dare you be reasonable at me? Xiar complains. I'm having an emotional crisis, and you're bringing facts and logic into it. You're inches away from adopting a dog and calling it your fur baby. Dupusa says pitilessly. Shit or get off the pot. Fine, Shiar quaffs his drink and hands her the cup. Wait, Shia, Dupusa says as he walks away. I didn't mean now. It's too late. Shiar sidles up to Yu Baiyi. Without looking away from Luo Fumeng, Yu Baiyi raises his arm so Shiar can tuck himself into his side. Shiar does so and presses an automatic kiss to Yu Baiyi's cheek. Shit. Dupusa's right. Luo Fumeng must read something in his face because she smiles at him. Well, my darlings, she says, if you'll excuse me, I think Qian Chao's about to make some rather regrettable cocktails. She sweeps away, leaving Xiar nestled against Yu Baiyi. It's darker here, away from the blazing lights of Wang Kaxing's townhouse, lit only by the fairy lights winding through the big snow gums spreading its branches overhead. Hello, Yu Baiyi presses a kiss to Xiar's temple. Was Dupusa bullying you? She's always bullying me, Xiar says. He pouts, makes his eyes big and his mouth soft, turning into Yu Baiyi's body. I can't live like this, Yu Guga. Will you save me? I don't know, Yu Baiyi says. His arms loop around Xiar's waist, warm and heavy and solid. I've been waiting around for this guy who keeps leaving me hanging. Gorgeous, but he's so spoiled. A real little emperor. You're lucky he gives you the time of day, Xiar says. And I think you know that. I do, Yu Baiyi says. One of his hands drops to Xiar's ass and squeezes appreciatively. Yu Guga, Xiar says. Then, Baiyi, it's really unfair, you know that. I really thought I was going to take another 5 years or so to settle down. Now look at me. Suits you. Xiar knows how to read that tone now. The hesitation. The toe just over the edge. Yu Baiyi hangs there, waiting for the ground to crumble away on him again. So Xiar draws him in, cradles his face between his hands, and presses a kiss to his mouth. Doesn't it? We should celebrate. Yu Baiyi lifts him off his feet, carefully. Xiar braces himself on his shoulders and pushes up so Yu Baiyi doesn't have to take his weight all by himself. Then he wraps his legs around Yu Baiyi's waist. They turn in their little corner without grace or rhythm, and Xiar laughs into Yu Baiyi's mouth. He tugs at his hair and kisses him on the forehead and the nose and on his mouth again. You're ridiculous. Yu Baiyi sighs. Wanna dance? Always. Wang Kaxing. Xiar flinches back. Right in my ear? Really? Sorry. Wang Kaxing, put on something decent. I ought to throw you out, Wang Kaxing shouts back. But the music starts up a few moments later. The same trill of piano and shriek of violins. Because Wang Kaxing has always fancied himself a poet. Or maybe because he doesn't do tango and doesn't have much other music for it. Either way, Xiar kicks his shoes off while he's still hanging around Yu Baiyi's waist, then unwinds himself for a few quick swivels and a basic before the music really kicks off. There's a shriek from inside, probably Dupusa realizing they started dancing without telling her first. Xiar grins again. Without the blindfold this time? He asks. Yu Baiyi squeezes Xiar's waist. You can always close your eyes. They move into pivots, the grass rippling under Xiar's bare feet. Yu Baiyi is warm under his hands, the ground cool, the air gentler, finally clear of smoke. The music reverberates across the little yard, drawing more people out of the house with it. Xiar doesn't bother to look. Haven't I told you? He leans in to whisper in Yu Baiyi's ear. I like your face. Yu Baiyi traps him, and Xiar tips forward, his free leg whipping up into a scorpion kick just for the hell of it. Yubai laughs, someone whistles, applauds. Chiar follows Yubai back across the grass, slipping between pools of light and shadow. Yubai's eyes gleam at him, and Chiar knows what's coming even before Yubai actually signals him. They move into Shadowhold, and Chiar's feet leave the ground. This time, with him sober, Yubai spins them both. He keeps turning as he brings Chiar's foot back down and dips him low enough for his braids to sweep across the grass before drawing him up again. They step together, feet flicking past one another. And as the song stops, so do they, pressed close together, panting, smiling. Yubai dips him again, shallowly, then spins him out for a bow. "Thank you, thank you," comes Wang Kaxing's self-satisfied voice over the speakers on the microphone only he and Zhou Zizhu ever get to touch. "Now that I have you all in one place, we have a very important announcement that will bring many people here joy." Xiaer leans back into Yubai's chest and waits. "We have it from our very own Han Ying that Zhao Jing was arrested for attempting to board a flight to a non-extradition country in open violation of his bail conditions. I'm very pleased to announce that he was promptly arrested and will be waiting out the rest of his time until trial in a cell." Wang Kaxing snaps his fan open triumphantly. There are gasps, and then someone laughs, and someone else cheers, and then the whole party is whooping and hollering like sports fans watching their team win. Xiar is just staring at Wang Kaxing. His mouth might have fallen open. Yubai's arms wrap around him tight and squeeze, grounding him. "Xia?" he asks, low and private, just for them. "I'm good," Xiar says faintly. "I'm, wow. I think I might be really good, actually." "To celebrate," Wang Kaxing hollers above the noise, "I think Ye Xie should dance another tango for us. Hit it, Ashu!" The crowd quiets a little, just enough for Xiar to make out the snare drum opening, and then...
pop.
"Really?" Yubai groans.
"Six."
Xiar straightens up, pushes out of Yubai's arms. His head is spinning, dizzy with the concept that Zhao Jing might actually have to stay in fucking jail this time.
"Squish."
"Really?" he says, and draws himself up tall, steps to the left. Yubai arches an eyebrow at him and doesn't move.
"Cicero."
Xiar steps in towards him, dragging the toe of his back foot through the grass, stretching the line of his leg. Yubai steps back, mirroring him.
"Lipschitz."
Another step. Xiar closing in, Yubai retreating.
"And now, the six Mary murderesses of the Cook County Jail in their rendition..."
"Get him, Xia Xia!" Dupusa yowls. She's filming, of course. What a friend to have. Tian Chao is leaning against her shoulder, smiling. Zhou Zixu has Gu Xiang in a headlock as Tiao Weining watches fondly. Xiar takes another step, foot landing with the beat of the drum. Xiar extends his hand to Yubai, smiling sharp and hungry. "Come on, handsome. I think it's my turn to lead."